With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Talks focusing on ending the Russia-Ukraine war are underway now in Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Rubio is leading the U.S. delegation in discussions with Ukrainian officials. The talks come hours after Ukraine launched a massive drone attack on Russia and in the aftermath of recent stepped-up Russian attacks on Ukraine. The House is to vote today on a stopgap funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown at week's end. HotAir.com managing editor Ed Morrissey says Republicans may lose the vote of one of their own as they try to pass the bill.
I think the only Republican they're going to lose is Thomas Massie. John Fetterman said he's going to vote for the CR once it gets to the Senate. I think that this thing's going to go through pretty smoothly, actually, in the end, because I think everybody except Thomas Massie is going to recognize that this is not the fight anymore, that fiscal year 2025 is not the fight anymore.
The money bill will keep federal agencies funded through September. President Trump's advice to Republicans, stand united. Amid legal action over the arrest, President Trump says the detention of a pro-Hamas campus organizer is only the beginning.
Mahmoud Khalil played a key role in organizing last year's demonstrations at Columbia University denouncing the war in Gaza. The Department of Homeland Security claimed he'd led activities aligned to Hamas, while President Trump said his arrest and possible deportation would be the first of many more pro-Palestinian protesters. A lawyer for Mr. Khalil said he'd been chosen as an example to stifle entirely lawful dissent. The judge has ruled that he can't be deported while the court is considering a legal challenge brought by his lawyers. A hearing is scheduled for Wednesday.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. Also at SRNnews.com, check of Wall Street finds a Dow futures up 115 points, NASDAQ futures 87 points higher. This is SRN News. A Christian homeless ministry gets a big check.
California's Orange County Rescue Mission is the recipient of a $200,000 donation from Chick-fil-A, the popular fast food chain. Ministry President Brian Crane tells the Christian Post that he is grateful, adding that, quote, "We are 100% privately funded and therefore completely rely on the generosity of private foundations, individual donors, and churches." Orange County Rescue Mission was formed in 1963 and provides both shelter and the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Franklin Graham's Encountering God tour has taken the evangelist to Ethiopia. Graham held an event over the weekend in the capital city of Addis Ababa. He delivered a message of hope, and worship was led by local and international artists. Saturday's event drew 320,000 people to a square in the capital city. In June, Graham will be returning to London, England, for the fourth consecutive year. This is SRN News. School bus carrying 31 people overturned last night on the Garden State Parkway in northern New Jersey, sending more than a dozen people to hospitals, one injury said to be serious. A four-year-old screams for ice cream to the police.
This is Racine County 911. What's the address of emergency?
A four-year-old boy in Wisconsin calls Mount Pleasant Police 911 to report on his mom.
My mom is being bad.
Then his mom got on the phone with him to explain.
Took her to jail.
Don't
leave me alone.
I ate his ice cream, so that's probably why he's calling 911.
Okay.
That's right. The little boy said his mom ate his ice cream. Police dropped by the house last week just to make sure everything was okay and explain about 911 to him. They say the four-year-old decided he did not want his mom to go to jail. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com.